Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five GMs in a Trench Coat.
And welcome back to another Five GMs in a Trench Coat. I'll be your GM this evening, Jesse. And I also play Wesley for a little bit every now and then. Well, why don't we start off to my left?
Hey guys, just to keep this sensual vibe going, my name's Tanlin. I'll be playing Madame Despair. Yeah.
I can't hear it.
It's like ASMR almost. Hi guys, my name is Kim, and I'm playing Akufuri today.
Okay, Darth Vader.
You have to fucking listen back to this shit, dude.
Hey everyone.
My name's Tanner. I'm playing John. You doing all right? It's been a while since we've last talked. I just want to check up on you, make sure you're okay. You've been going to your therapist, taking your meds. You all good? All right.
Yeah, I'm Adam. I'm not going to do any of that weird shit. apologies for my friends. And I play Doc. Let's get started.
All right, where we left off, you guys decide you're going to get the catering group and sneak in that way. So you guys have the route they're taking and where their business is located. So it's up to you if you want to intercept them or anything.
Let's go get actual jobs. Let's get hired there.
Yeah. How do we want to do this? Do we want to meet their van en route and take that van, or should we meet them at their location of business?
Are we paying them off, or are we, like, violence, you know? Like, what's the vibe?
As I would prefer to pay them off if we are able, and then if they do not respond reciprocatively, then we shoot them.
That was a big word, John.
Thank you.
Do you read?
so what are we, what's the plan here? What are we doing?
Let's see if we can meet him there and just pay him off.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Do we want to meet them at, like, their, like...
place of work?
Yeah. Okay, so we'll go there.
We go to their home base.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys walk in. There's a little ching-ching, the little bell as you walk in.
When we walk in, what is it? How nice does this place look?
It's all right. It's a little run down, but they sweep the floors.
All right, well, is there somebody at the front desk?
Yeah, there's a small lady up front, and she's like, oh, hello, how can I help you?
I look around. Hello, madam. Can we speak to whoever runs this fine establishment?
I'll go get Jimmy right now. So she goes out into the back and she comes back.
Well, before she comes back, like as she leaves, I'm like, fantastic. And then as she leaves, I'd like not to murder anybody, but again, I will. If what we need to do to get the job done, we can always tie him up, I guess.
Should we have Madame Despair do all the talking? Because she money talks.
That sounds like a good plan.
Look at her.
Thank you.
I take a couple steps back.
Yeah.
Please tell Wesley to stop sending in your feet pictures. Please.
I've tried. Gonna punish him later.
No, he likes that.
Well, no, it'll be a different kind of punishment.
Walk over to John. It doesn't stop.
Wesley said, we need to have a talk about these feet pics. we need to discuss these.
All right, so she comes back, and a man, 7 feet, all muscle, giant gorilla arms, comes in.
Like mechanical gorilla arms?
Yeah, yeah.
I bet he makes killer cream puffs.
I'm going to let Madame Despair, like, handle this. Jesse, I'm going to get into as best a position as possible puffs. To, if worst comes to worst, I can raise my a gun to his head and shoot him. I'm just letting you know.
Okay. All right, he goes, oh, you wanted to talk about something? I'm Jimmy, the owner of this catering business.
Yeah, so we heard that there was, this place is going to be catering for the mayor. I was wondering if maybe we could take that over. We kind of, me and him, you know, give him a little wink.
Oh, well, I mean...
It's part of their kink play.
Yeah.
I mean, this is our business's reputation on the line. This is an important job for us.
He gave me money to give you guys. How does 1,000 eddies sound?
I think there's a bribe check.
That's a 12.
Oh, he's gonna be like, I'm gonna need a little bit more than 1,000.
1,050?
How about 1,500?
I guess I could make that work.
Okay. If you guys do a bad job, I'm gonna tell them that it was your people that sent.
How much to not tell them anything about us?
Oh, okay. Maybe another 1,000 eddies.
Looks at Madame Despair.
How about another 500 and I take you to the back?
Oh, well, mostly my. Like, all right, as long as you don't tell my wife.
No one has to know.
They walk off like, you guys think they're making cream puffs? but act genuinely.
I'm going to go get the uniform on.
I'm also going to go get the uniform on.
I'm getting something on, let me tell you.
Wesley, come on.
I'm like, no.
Wesley's back there.
I grab Wesley by the leash. Come on.
No, let me help.
I'm direct. John, help.
Come on, buddy. It's okay.
Yeah, I have his legs. His arms are like carrying Wesley
he's
out.
He's a little skinny guy, but he's like fighting you guys.
So fucking strong.
Roll for dick size.
Roll for dick size for this guy.
That's 6 inches.
Comfy.
Works. That works. It's okay. He's not the one fucking.
You know what? Roll a cool check. See how well you do.
Fuck, shit.
Yeah, how well you do.
18.
Yeah.
Damn.
They're getting it all.
That's my...
That dog, dude.
You're going to get text from him later.
That's fine. That works for me.
Oh.
What's his name?
Jimmy.
Jimmy the arm guy.
God
that's
damn
what
it.
He's in your phone?
Yeah, with like a...
With a...
With like a squid emoji.
With a six next to it.
Next to all your names, it has your dick size.
Yeah.
How do you have that? We see Wesley putting away a fucking measuring tape. Wesley, give me that.
No, yeah, she knows what everyone looks like.
Oh my god.
John sees a phone, grabs it, and fucking throws it.
Yeah.
Anyways,
got the job done.
We all go get ready. I don't think I talk to you when you come back out. I just like ignore it.
Yeah, good. You have fun time back there?
I got a job done. Easy peasy.
Okay.
John does not look
weird.
John's
he's already like, texting you.
Yeah, she's like texting back, but like really short and like really late.
Please put your phone on mute, please.
All right, I am on the job.
Thank you.
So Jesse, do we get uniforms and the? All right.
I mute him. Just for the, I'm on a job.
How nice is the van?
It's a pretty shitty van.
All right. Well,
do you want me to paint flyer on the side? I got some red paint. I quickly paint fire before we leave, just like a flame on the side of the red paint I got.
Alright.
Not all of it, but some of it.
10 more horsepower just from that.
Red makes it go faster.
It does. It has to. Yeah, and we'll take off.
Alright. Yeah, you get to the executive zone. You have to show like a pass when you get to like the gate, but now you're pulling up into his house.
How does security look?
So I believe you have like a tactic skill.
Yep.
Yeah, so you can roll that.
18.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you look around and you can see along almost all the security's pointing outside, there's a lot of cameras, and it looks like they have several little pop-out turrets that kind of come out.
Let's get Wesley up there.
My hat is off. My hair is slicked back, so I don't quite look like I usually do.
I have the pajama clothes under my catering clothes.
Yeah, I guess we'll drive in, right?
And I'm wearing my coat backwards, like a smock.
Wesley, you think you could investigate their security system remotely and without being detected?
Yeah, I could give it a shot. I'd have to find an access point first.
Might be a good thing for us to do if we're able.
All right. I'll keep an eye out.
And then I guess we'll pull over to the side, right? Wherever we're directed to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you kind of pull up alongside the front door and then... The lady, this lady comes out in a nice suit, a little suit, pencil dress, curly hair, and she goes, oh, it's about time you guys showed up.
Nancy, I presume.
Yep, I'm Nancy. So let's get things moving and grooving. We don't have much time.
It's nice to meet you, Nancy. We will fulfill all of your catering needs.
Good, that's what I pay you for.
That's right.
Well, let's get to it then.
Yeah, I'm going to get out and start catering.
I'm gonna actually cater.
No, like I'm doing the job, right? But
so while you're getting the stuff together, you can see there's one security guard that's always around Nancy, and then there's one that's just kind of walking around the building. So you know there's at least two.
Do they look large? Like
yeah.
Okay.
These guys are the real deal.
Okay, so do, like, what... I mean, we would have talked about this on the way in. Do we want to, like, set up catering and kind of investigate security based off of that? What do we... How do we want to deal with the guards?
I try and chat her up and then get her to go upstairs with me and her guards will follow, right?
Yeah, I hear that.
What kind of tech do the guards have?
They're wearing kind of suits, so you can't really see too much. But they are carrying assault rifles and they have a pistol. And give me a cybernetics check.
16.
Yeah, so you do notice that, like, they definitely have something on their arms, but you'd have to get a closer look to be able to tell. It's some kind of pop-out weapon, but you don't know if it's, like, a gun or a blade or something.
Cool.
Would I be able to, like, look around and see where there might possibly be an access port for Wesley?
Yeah, give me the security.
That's a 24.
Oh, yeah. So they're having you kind of set up. They have, like, this big... It's kind of a big room that looks out into the back balcony. And they have, like, a little bar set up. And so when you look behind the bar, there's an access point.
I'm just going to kind of, like, quietly tell Wesley, I'm like, hey, there's an access port behind the bar.
Okay. I mean, if you could get them to distract them, I can sneak back there and try to get into their security system.
Should I start trying to fuck now? Is that the point? Okay, cool. So, like, where... Is she like overseeing what's going on?
Yeah,
like,
so as we do it, she's like telling you where to put stuff.
Currently, I'm like here. She's like, no, there. Here, no, there.
Oh my goodness. Can I just like kind of interject? It'd be like, this fucking idiot. Go figure it out.
Oh, like walk away with it. It's like a potted plant.
I couldn't help but notice your hair looks so good.
Oh, thanks. I just got it done.
Where'd you go? Because, like, I could never get my hair to look like that.
Oh, I go to the high-rise in the exec zone. Mm-hmm. No one better.
Does your husband usually go with you when you get your hair done?
No, he doesn't like wasting his time with that stuff.
That sucks. You know, he seems like a busy guy.
Oh, yeah. You don't know the little bit.
Yeah.
All the time busy.
You home alone a lot?
Well, I mean, I got our guards. I got James here.
That's nice.
He's after me.
You know, if you ever, you know, need someone, and, like, she'll put her hand on her hand, like, you know.
I guess you could just do a persuasion.
What is 8 plus 12?
20.
Oh, yeah. So she's like, she kind of looks you up and down and goes, yeah, I mean, I think we can get to know each other a bit better.
I'm talking to John. I'm like, I don't know how she does it.
These guys look kind of busy. Keep them... Working. And we can get to work.
Let the men do the heavy lifting.
You want to show me around the place?
Oh, yeah. You'll love the view from my, from the
bedroom.
I bet
I will. Let's go.
You walk in and drag Wesley back again.
Do the guards go with you guys?
So one of the guards goes with him, but there's the one that's just kind of patrolling the building, and then there is one that's also patrolling the building, but he just stays in front, the other one walks around.
We can work around that, I guess, right?
I'm going to take off my, like, caterer's clothes, just, like, the shirt, and I'm going to, like, hide it somewhere. And I'm going to go up to the guard that was, like, kind of in our vicinity, the one that could, like, see us. And I'm like, hey, man, I went to the restroom, and I lost my stuff. I'm scared that someone stole it and, like, tried to sneak in. I don't know what to do.
Don't worry about it. I'm sure we'll find it. We can look up the security cameras if you want.
Okay, yeah. Where's that? Because look, if I work without it, I'm gonna get in so much trouble. I need to find it right now.
I mean, I could call up the security desk, I guess.
Can you just walk me that way? And I'll just explain everything to them when we get there.
All right, give me a persuasion check.
Shit. 7.
Oh yeah. So he kind of pushes you back. He's like, just
can
work.
I spend all 8 luck points? I'm gonna spend 7 luck points to make it a 14.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I have 1 luck point left.
You're like, yeah, I guess. Let's go.
Now thank you.
Gonna take you to the security room. All right. So Wesley's gonna go try to hack. Yeah. So he's like, I'm able to access the cameras, but I can't do anything about the turrets.
Could I try to help?
If you got to the control room, then you could.
Okay.
But through this access port.
Gotcha.
Or you could go to the individual turrets and try to do something.
Maybe once we get... Once Doc gets led to the control room, we can figure out how to get you there from there, you know?
All right. So you're led to the control room. So he sends you deeper into the building, and kind of in the center, there's this security door. So he knocks on it, and he goes, hey, this guy wants to check out the security cameras. I guess he lost something. So another guy opens the door, and like, why are you wasting my time with this?
Because I'm going to get fired. And also, if I lost my shirt and then someone else picks it up and then pretends to be like they work with us, they could sneak in. You don't want people pretending to sneak in, I'm sure.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay. Well, we'll look over the security footage. Okay.
All right. Should we close the door?
Well, yeah, if there's possibly someone sneaking around.
Exactly.
So he calls on the walkie-talkie to talk to the guy walking around the building. He's like, be on extra alert. There might be someone sneaking around.
He's like, aye, aye.
Tell him that he'll have a shirt that matches these pants.
It might have a shirt that matches the guy's... never mind. Just keep an eye out.
No, tell him.
Like,
he needs to know.
No. All right. No.
Okay, sorry. I'm nervous. This is a really high-caliber job, and I want to make sure that everything goes well, because if it doesn't, then our guy is not going to – then our company is going to go
under. Okay, okay, just stop talking. Just stop talking.
Kids to feed.
I said I'd help you, all right?
It's making him really uncomfortable. And my wife left me and my kids, and so now I just have a daughter, and I don't know how to do her hair.
Like, my wife also left me with her hands.
So it's just me and him in here, yeah?
Yeah, the other guy is going to go back to the front of the building.
What kind of cyberware does this guy have?
He seems a bit more like tech-focused.
Does he have a head plug or anything?
He has a wireless one.
Oh, okay, I see. I just wanted to put him to sleep if I could.
I mean, you can. He's gonna be like, all right. So he's going to sit down at the desk and be like, all right, what time did you take off your jacket?
And and then I'm just going to plug it in.
All right, give me a cyber tech
jacket. Please, God.
16?
16? Okay, so so that's not going to be enough to knock him out, but you can, like, kind of deactivate his stuff, so he'd be blind.
I'm going to have him go blind.
Okay, so he's like, ah!
I'm like, oh my God, have you taken any, what was the drug that that I said that caused it the other day?
Oh.
Fuck. I'm going to hope that that's been spreading, and I'm like, oh, there's that new street drug that's been making everyone go blind.
He's like, oh, I have been doing... Let me cheat. He's been doing some weird stuff. He's like, I did do some weird stuff.
Oh, no, lay down. Hold on, let me see if I can... And so I'm gonna help guide him to the floor.
Okay, he's like, oh, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, and then I'm going to try again.
Give me another check.
I got a 22 this time.
All right, yeah, so you stab it in him again, and so you just basically overload his brain, and he's knocked out.
Yeah, as I do that, I'm like, good night, sweet prince. I'm going to grab his walkie and just, like, pocket that for right now, and then I'm just going to, like, message just the sleeping emoji, the Z's to you guys, and then, like the dude with the fucking the sleepy time hat, you know? Like, the Ebenezer Scrooge, and maybe, like, a candle. And then after that, I'm going to send three ghosts. What is he doing?
John, do you know what this means?
I look around. Aku, I think it's your time to go to that security room and figure some of this stuff out for us, if you wouldn't mind.
I drop you a pin.
Okay.
Wesley, go with...
Yeah.
Alrighty.
So yeah, we'll go to the control room and see if we can do something about the turrets.
Oh. So as you're walking towards the security room, that security guard he was talking to earlier is like, hey, where are you guys going?
Do I see this happen?
Yeah.
I'm going to saunter up. Like, just, you know, kind of saunter slowly, walk up.
Also, can I see it on the cameras?
Yeah, you can see it on the cameras.
I'm just going to see. I'm going to see how it plays out, but get close to them.
Yeah. So he's like, hey, get back to work. I don't think you guys need to be over there.
Do you know where our friend is? Because we have a job to do, and I don't see him. We need him.
I grabbed the walkie-talkie that I took, and I'm like, you need to come back. Your friend passed out. Please hurry.
I'm like, what?
He said he took some weird drugs.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, we got to get over there. And I'm going to run.
All right. Yeah, they all run. And then, so he's gonna walkie-talkie to the guy outside. Be like, put the building on lockdown. Something's going on.
And I'm like, no, he said he popped something.
Pop something? What does that mean?
He said he was taking drugs. Do you guys have drugs here?
I mean,
I'm talking to him over the walkie.
We'll talk about this not over the walkie.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I feel like, should I go to the other guy? Should I go try to deal the other guy? Is that better?
Yeah, see if you could get it not put on lockdown?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, you're going to see he's running up and he's going, there's like a hidden panel on the wall, so he opens it up and he's
I'm like, wait. if you lock the panel, then we won't be. Then we, if you lock this place down, then we won't get, be able to get our job done.
Bro's crazy.
It's we're going in lockdown. Like, I don't care about your job. I care about my job.
But if the party goes bad, then you're going to lose your job.
Give me a persuasion check.
9.
Use your luck points.
You need at least a
13.
I'll get a 13 with my luck points. I'll spend 4.
All right. So he's like, okay, how about I'll hold it off for now. I'll do my patrol. Maybe call in some backup.
Do you want me to patrol with you?
No,
I served.
You just do your job. I'll be like, oh, you served?
I served.
He's going to roll up his shirt, and then there's going to be like 2 guns and an axe. He's like, I was with the mobile infantry. What were you stationed with?
Just say head of the spear, dude.
Yeah, head of the spear.
He's like, head of the spear.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll help you patrol around this place, just like the corporate war, just like back in the old days.
Wait, how old are you? Because the corporate war is 20 years ago.
He's in like his 30s.
Yeah, so I'd say corporate war. Well, does this guy look like he would have fought in the corporate war? Like, does he look that old?
Yeah, he's an older guy.
Alright, so, I was just a young man when the corporate war started. I lied about my age to enlist and help fight with the troops.
Is there like a deception check? I think there's a deception check.
I should have stopped talking.
We got carried away so fast.
Let's just do either a persuasion or conversation.
Let's do persuasion.
Head of the spear went so
12. Would a 13 be okay?
Yeah, 13.
I'll pay another one.
All right. He's like, that's really good on you. You probably, I'm just so touched right now.
What do you say? I look around. I have some alcohol by the van. Let's take a couple shots for our fallen comrades and then start this patrol, huh?
You know what? You're right. And so he's going to follow you into the car.
All right. I might blow this thing up. Like, I don't know. Like the over-under's on me. I don't know. But yeah, we'll head towards the van now.
All right. We'll go back to them going to the security room with this other security guard.
Yeah, so we're just following.
So can he get in from the outside or do I have to open it?
You have to open it. Yeah.
So I'm like, hold on! I've taken my shirt off and I've like wrapped it around this guy's arm and tightened it, and then like I open it and I'm frantically doing CPR.
Like, oh, what's going on?
Drag him out, get his feet up.
Okay.
And so I help him drag him out, and then I like shoulder bump you in, yeah. And I close the door.
Okay.
Like, oh, the door closed.
Oh, he's gotta start pulling out stuff. I'll call trauma team right now. Get him over here.
I'm a doctor.
But. You're a doctor that works for a catering company?
It's my passion.
Catering or doctoring?
Catering.
So catering is your fallback to being a doctor?
Doctoring pays the bills, but catering's my passion.
You weren't wearing a lab coat, huh?
Yeah. I still have it on.
Give me a persuasion check +2.
16.
He's like, oh, okay.
Hey, hold his legs up.
All right, he holds his legs
up. I give his legs. What kind of cyber warrior does this guy have?
So you're able to get a better look, and his arms kind of move up. So he has what's called a mantis blade, which is like a pop-out blade on his arms. And then, so he has a handgun. And he has, like, cyber eyes.
While I'm doing CPR, I'm like, you haven't taken any drugs today, have you? Like, you didn't share anything with this guy? Did you guys share any drinks?
It was a long day. He had a Coke. I wanted some soda.
Oh, God, hold on. Can I do a quick exam on you?
What do you...
Run behind him. He's going to plug it in and turn his eyes off.
Give me a cyber tech check.
A 20?
Yep.
No, 22.
Yeah, he turned him off. Like, what's going on?
Oh, no. It was because you shared the Coke.
Oh.
The drugs must have been on his lips.
Oh, no.
Sit down. I need you to sit down.
Okay. We need to call him back up. I don't know what's going on, but we need
okay, where's your walkie? I'm going to kick his walkie off his hip.
Like, oh, I can't find it. It was just here.
Oh, let me see if I can find one.
Okay, call for Code Blue. We need backup, but quietly.
I get the walkie, and I don't turn around. I just go, Code Blue. Code Blue. We have a Code Blue. Oh, yeah. And then I just put the second walkie on my hip.
Okay, that's good. Well, They should be here soon.
Okay, do you want some water or something?
I mean, yeah, I guess I should get something to drink.
Okay, yeah, just stay here, okay? And then I make the sound like I'm walking away. And I just kind of stand there and watch them.
All right. That's so mean.
All right, Wesley's got to just kind of tiptoe in.
Yeah.
And access the... access it. Let's see. Now that he has better access. Oh, shit. Yeah, so he has full control. He's like, I've got full control of everything.
Wesley, can you, like, keep control of it, like, remotely?
I mean, you know, he scrolled really good. So he's like, I mean, I could... It's a bit complicated for me. Maybe if Aku helps, he can, like, help reprogram it.
Because I was going to turn their eyes back on and just have us go back to being... Just, oh, everything's better.
We still need to steal the cars, though. And trash the place.
True. That's so true. Actually, let's just fucking keep these guys in there just with their eyes off.
I'm making this a really long session. I've incorporated her security guard into what we're doing.
She's getting crazy.
Somehow he's on his back.
He just has his hand in.
Anyways.
Yeah, I'm just gonna stay here. I just give Wesley a thumbs up. Wesley and Aku a thumbs up.
Okay, I'll make it look like we're working hard, just doing the loop. Okay.
I'm gonna lean down to the one who's blind. I'm like, listen, so you know how I am a doctor to pay the bills, but have a passion for catering?
Yeah.
So my friend worked corporate tech back in the day, but his passion is also catering. He's running security right now. We've got you. You're not gonna lose your job.
He like puts his hand on your shoulder and is like, thank you so much. I need this job.
Yeah, be careful sharing drugs. Or sharing soda.
I will. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot your water. Hold on. And then I make the sound like I'm walking away again.
Oh my god.
Alright, Aku, give me a security check to see if you can get this to loop.
18?
Yeah. So you're able to make it loop and make it look like you guys are working hard.
Word. Then I just give you a thumbs up. Because you're still in the room, right?
We're on the outside of the room, okay, but yeah, I'm like, we're right there. So it's looping now?
Yeah, so it's looping.
Okay, so I can turn their tech back on, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, when I was getting your water, I saw that you guys had... I saw that in the kitchen, they had some palm leaf herb. I'm pretty sure that will be able to help with your eyes.
Oh, thank you so much. We're lucky.
Yeah, all right, here. So swallow this, and I just put, like, an Advil in his mouth. And then I just turn his eyes back on.
Oh, that worked like a charm.
Yeah, okay. Now I need you to hold... I need you to go check in there and make sure that my friends are doing everything good. Does everything look okay in there? And then when he turns back, I'm going to turn his friend back on.
Okay, looking good.
Oh, good. The palm leaf worked on everybody.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. Let's all get back to our jobs. We have some catering to do. Let's go, team.
He kind of stops you. He's like, hey, would you mind keeping this quiet? He's like...
You know what? As long as you don't tell my boss I lost my shirt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, if they call, we'll think of something good for you.
Thank you. You too. we go back to our jobs.
And as we're walking, I'm like, hey, what happened to your shirt?
I lost it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
All right. So now you're going to the van. You got some drinks.
Yeah. So John's like, I watched men in my platoon. A missile went down in the middle of them. I was 100 yards away. I ran towards him, and then white. I was in hospital the next day.
Oh, yeah, those orbital bombardments, they were hell. I watched a lot of men be vaporized. He goes for another drink.
Yeah, take a shot to our fallen comrades.
And he just takes the bottle and just starts drinking from the bottle. And now he's just telling you about all the things he saw during the war.
Yeah, I'm like swapping stories, dude. I'm there.
All right.
Yeah. Like, if that's my job, I took out a guard. Like, come on.
Yeah. No, yeah.
All right. So.
Oh, I didn't give them their walkies back, by the way. I just walked off with their walkies.
All right. So, you guys going to go for the cars? What are you doing?
We should probably get the cars now.
Yeah.
They do have trackers on them.
I was going to suggest that I take one away with the tracker on it so that we just get any heat on us that way, and then I just ditch it. Anyone have a grenade?
I only have a flashbang.
Okay. I'll say it. I have a quick question.
Yeah.
I know what tech, like, the Baba Yaga's gang would use, yeah? Mm-hmm. When I ditch this car and blow it up, I want to push all the blame onto their gang.
Okay, yeah, because they mostly use, like, IEDs, so if you could just make some improvised explosive.
Would I be able to do that? What do you want me to roll for that? Or can I have Aku do that?
Yeah, actually, Aku would definitely be
a leader. I was like, can you make me an IED, please?
Sure.
No, there's a demolitions ability.
Didn't we have a bomb at one point?
We still do.
Yeah. I think we do, yeah. Did you say there's a demolition?
Doc job.
Yeah, under tech. Technique.
Oh, I see. 11?
You're not too sure about this.
Like, yeah.
Use your luck points.
Yeah, I was like...
Well, this is more serving a me thing. Like, this is mm-hmm. for me. So if you don't want to spend a luck point on it, it's fine.
No, I'll spend... I got 11. I spend 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll spend 2. Make it a 13.
All right. So it's not the best, but it'll do the job.
They don't look too hard into it. It'll work.
Awesome. Just take it and just, like, put it under the seat.
Well, be careful.
Oh, wait. I had a question. So luck points, are we doing them per session or per...
It'll be per, like, mission.
So I'm just going to get in, like, the crappiest car he has.
Okay. It has. I mean, they're all pretty nice, so.
Okay, I'll get in, like, a middling one, because I want to get people on my tail by not turning the tracker off, and then ditch it and blow it up and make it look like Bobby Yaga's mm-hmm. gang stole it.
So you will have to pass by their van. Like, that will bring alarm.
Can I see texts? I mean, right? I can just check my phone, I guess, right, for text messages.
Yeah.
And I would text. I'd be like, army guy... alcohol devil smiley face.
I just put the arrows chasing it. Or no, I put yin and yang to like a loop. I just put yin and yang. I said the yin and yang sign.
Yeah.
And then I send a baby laughing gif.
I text Aku like separately. What?
I'll just text you. I made Doc bomb. Send. Doc is gonna take one car elsewhere as diversion. Send. We'll see how this goes. Send. And then I do the emoji with the birthday hat and the little thing, and I send that.
In Madden Despair, your agent is internal, so you can see all this and text.
I'm making a movie right now. Okay.
That's crazy.
I'm going to say to my new guard friend, all right, enough time reminiscing. We should probably start that security check. How about you take, let's split up, cover more ground that way. Can I get your number so I can text you updates on my end?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I pretend like I type it out. I don't add, like, contact, though, you know? Let's say, perfect. You continue on your route above here. I'm going to go check some of the indoor sections, yeah?
All right, yeah, that's a good idea.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Do they have, like, a Roomba or something like that here? Like, automatic cleaning system?
Yeah, they run.
I'm going to run off and get my can of paint. And I'm gonna put it on top of the Roomba and just put a hole in the can of paint and just let the Roomba just make the paint mess all around the house. All
right.
We're smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
Jesse, I'm gonna go down to actually, well, I'd be caught if I just start like cutting up paintings and stuff like that.
They're gonna come out of the security room sooner or later. So like,
I mean, we're about to leave, right?
Yeah. So I mean, if you wanna work quick.
Speaking of, I take off now.
Okay.
So that way I'll get the heat and you guys can get the other cars while I'm...
I make sure to tell Madam Despair that we're wrapping up here.
You just hear me peel out.
Like, okay, fuck that bitch to sleep. That's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do.
Madam Despair,
fucking call this pussy NyQuil.
Give me a cool check. Let's see if you do it.
Give me a plus because I said that.
Yeah.
Because you called her pussy NyQuil.
Plus 2.
Okay. 19.
Yeah. She asked for your number. You're like, hey, can I get your number?
Oh, yeah, totally. And I'll give her my number.
Yeah, I'll definitely get your catering service again.
Oh, yeah. You can get any service of mine again.
Like 5 stars on Yelp.
All right. Yeah.
Then you just hear me peel out in one of the cars. I'm real loud about it, by the way, when I leave with the car. So that way I could get their attention.
Yeah, so the guys in the security system are going to notice that everything's on a loop. Then.
Oh, shit, never mind. That's a bad idea, because I don't want them to notice it on a loop. Okay, then I'll just...
And there is a gate, too, that you're going to have to bust just through.
Drive up to the gate? Is there anyone there?
No, it's all automated.
Okay, I'm just going to get out and just, like, just pull it open.
It's going to be pretty hard. It's...
Wait, isn't Wesley connected to the security system already?
Yeah.
Wesley, can you open the
gate? Yeah, he opens the gate.
Thank you. And I just drive away. Just... Slowly, mellow. Yeah.
All right. So what are the rest of y'all doing?
I'm going to work on taking trackers off of the other cars we can take. Like, we're doing 5 total, yeah?
Well, I don't count now.
No, you don't count, so 4?
Yeah, assuming Madam Despair gets here in time.
Yeah, so I'm going to try make sure, for sure, take one off the panther, and then just three other ones.
Okay, give me a security check.
21.
Oh, okay, yeah, so you easily pop them off.
Nice.
Okay. No problems.
Yeah. But yeah, I just popped those trackers off, and I'm like, all right, well, we can go.
All right. Wesley hops in one, so who's going to take the panther, though?
I'm the best driver.
I was like, I don't want...
Well, so when the guy leaves, the van guy leaves, right? Like, I watch him go, and I grab a bottle of, like, I don't know, tequila or something like that, and I just start walking through the place, like, towards the garage, like, kind of generally, and, like, just knocking over vases. like pushing over shit.
Stumbling.
Like, drinking a little bit, like, pouring some alcohol in some places, you know, shit like that.
All over the floor.
Yeah. Just kick over the bucket of paint after a little bit once the room has done its job. Just kind of, like, casually just fucking it up, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to make my way down to the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I'm sure you see me pop off the last one. I'm like, hey.
Fantastic.
Can you drive the panther? I don't.
Stretch. Yeah, of course. Anytime. Does it look cool?
Yeah, it's a cool sports car looking thing. It's all black.
Sick. Does that have flames on it?
No.
Are they going to repaint these?
Probably, yeah.
Do I have a time to pull out my knife and scratch flames into it?
I mean, look, they're going to come out of that security office pretty soon.
Okay. Yeah, I'll peel out then. Like, I'll hop in the car, be like, ooh, and then I'll peel.
Just text once you leave.
Yeah. I drive the sports car emoji and the plume of smoke,
uh-huh.
And then I send that.
When they text, I walkie, and I'm like, oh my god, I accidentally I found your walkie. Someone just took off with one of the cars.
Before we left?
No, when you guys texted that you're leaving.
Okay.
They're like, oh no! So you hear like alarms start going off, and they're running out, and they're gonna kind of shoot blindly at you guys trying to leave, but they miss.
Cool.
And I'm just the opposite direction.
Yeah, I'm zooming to the 6th.
And then I get rid of the walkies. They're just fucking
out the window.
Toss them.
All right.
Just say no to drugs. And then throw the walkie.
Say no to drugs, kids.
And throw the walkie out the car.
So as you guys are starting to leave the exact zone, there is like a checkpoint that that the NCPD have set up.
Have I gotten there yet?
Yeah.
Am I at the checkpoint?
Well, you're almost there. You see
how many people are there?
It looks like it's just two cop cars, and then there's maybe three.
Oh my god!
Just as fast as I can to get them to follow me, because I know they're coming behind me.
Okay. Yeah, give me a drive check.
I got a 9.
A 9. I mean, yeah, you speed up, and then it's just not very exciting.
Just towards them.
Yeah, so they're like, "Hey, stop!" And you drive past them, so they're gonna hop in their cars.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm just granny driving. I'm like really close to the wheels. So there's a lot more twists and turns than I'd like there to be, but I just want them to follow me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're following you. Let me get it. So yeah, they're starting to hit your car.
Like with guns or like?
No, with their vehicle. They're grabbing your car.
I'm honking. Every time they connect, I honk.
Yeah, so they're yelling at you to pull over.
Why?
Like, pull over!
I'm zigzagging. I'm, like, snaking.
All right, well, they're going to start shooting.
I have a question, because we're on, like, hills, right?
Yeah, it's, like, windy.
I want to go off-roading and just go down to the next road under us.
Give me a drive check, because this...
15.
I mean, you manage it, but your vehicle's damaged.
Yeah. I'm going to blow this thing up anyways.
So yeah, your car's pretty busted up from that fall.
They follow me?
Yeah, they follow you. Let me see how they do.
Nice.
All right, one of them just like smashes face down as their car is disabled. The other one makes it no problem.
Okay, so here's what I want to do. I want to turn my car sideways on the road so he can't get past me. He's still driving at me, yeah?
Yeah.
I want to set the bomb up and then just get out and roller skate away as he's coming at the car.
All right, give me a drive check.
I got a 15 again.
All right, so yeah, you get right in the middle. So give me a demolition check to see if you, like, time this well.
Should I do a cool as well?
No, just give me a cool.
Okay. Yeah. 8 plus, where's my cool again? 14.
I mean, so it's timed well, but you're, like, knocked out.
Can I use my last luck check to not get knocked over? My last luck point?
Yeah, sure.
For a 15? Yeah, he's like...
Yeah, they're...
What?
Seeing if this cop survives this explosion.
Oh, I'm also yelling the Baba Yaga says hi.
Oh my god.
Roll me 2 d6s.
5 and a 4.
Okay, so he's
So the explosion happens. He's pretty badly hurt, but he doesn't seem like he's going to die.
Yeah, I just yell out, the Baba Yaga sends his regards, and I just skate into the night.
All right. So the other, you guys are all good.
Oh, no word. Okay.
Great.
I was like, huh, I wonder why that is.
I send you guys a burger emoji, and then a french fry emoji, and then a soda emoji.
What does that mean?
I'm in a diner.
Okay. I texted back, McDonald's? Question mark.
I sent back, Norms.
Bigger, better, breakfast.
It's a picture of the Norms I'm at.
I'm like, oh, all right.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's middle of the episode. Our first ad comes from our pals over on Wing Woman Podcast.
Incoming message coming from the 588.
Good morning, recruits. Welcome to hell.
This is basic training. No one's supposed to die.
Wing Women is a semi-historical actual play podcast.
Have you pissed anyone off recently?
No one I can think of. While I run through the bulleted indexed yeah. list of people we've pissed off in the last couple of days.
They endure discrimination from their male counterparts.
All of your beds have been carried out of the nurse's station and placed in the middle of the jogging track.
I don't think it was Ivan. He's weak.
Against this bitter setting, our four motley heroines gain the chance to experience queer joy, gender euphoria, and equality for the first and perhaps the only time in their lives.
How obvious am I being?
See, I've kind of always thought that there is a level to some of us in this barracks that's visible.
Have you been using the word shenanigans?
I've been experimenting.
Where did you learn that word?
Until the next mission, this is us signing off.
Wing Woman Pod is a good friend of us here at Five Dims in a Trench Coat. If you're looking for a queer-led, semi-historical TTRPG podcast inspired by the real-life Night Witches of World War II, highly recommend you go check them out. Great cast, great energy, good vibes. You won't be disappointed. Our next ad is from our pal Kaz over on Canadian Cafe. Did you know that cafes are one of the best places for warm and welcoming discussions? Kaz from the Canadian Cafe is inviting you, the viewer, to grab your favorite drink and come to his online cafe. Whether you lounge in the Discord, exchange resources from the community board, discuss the latest on X, or hang out with Kaz himself on YouTube, you're bound to feel welcomed and enjoy your morning or afternoon coffee just a little bit more at the Canadian Cafe. Kaz did let us know that when it comes to the online space, while he's been around for a while, this is his first time really making an active point to create content for the community specifically. Most recently, he made a video about what TTRPGs are all about for people brand new to the hobby. Just previous to that, he made a video about homebrew rules to make all your TTRPG games more cinematic, a discussion for the more veteran crowd. While he's really just getting started, there's going to be tons of content available for anyone in the space, and Kaz is committed to making sure he answers everyone in the community as often as he can. So, go on out, take a little stroll, look for the Canadian Cafe, and enjoy it till your heart's content. You know us over here in the Trench Coat love channels that focus on videos not just for veterans, but also for newbies. So, if you're a newbie looking to get some more ideas on how to get into TTRPGs, or if you're a veteran looking to expand your skills, go check out Canadian Cafe. Alright, I will warn you guys, this next half of the episode is a little bit on the louder side, so you may want to adjust your volume a little bit. Back to our regularly scheduled programming, back to the episode.
Okay, so as you guys are driving along, you guys notice an AV, which is like an armored floating vehicle, and it's looking around, and it has spotted the panther. So it has like a spotlight on you.
Uh-oh.
Is it armed?
Yes.
Are its weapons ready to at me?
It doesn't look like it.
I'm going to pull off from the rest, you know? I'm gonna make a soft right turn and kind of start driving like a normal person.
Okay, yeah, it's following you. So one thing you remember is that this panther is a stealth vehicle. So if you can figure out how to activate the stealth,
fuck, we should talk to it.
So I'm gonna like Like, would it be normal to, like, pull over when this happens in, like, a normal situation?
Like, being chased by a...
Well, when an AV puts a spotlight on you, would I be like...
Yeah, probably.
All right, so I'm going to find, like, an open where there's no traffic. Like, a, you know, I'm going to go until there's no traffic and pull over. And then I'm going to, like, roll down the window and, like, wave. Fuck, like, at whatever. I need to... I will press every button I can as long as it's not obvious I'm not pressing
buttons. Give me a basic tech check.
Text Aku, dude. FaceTime Aku.
Aku, I'm trying to figure this shit. Get fuck shit, goddammit.
Turn me around, John.
I'm sending emojis.
I can't see the control panel, John.
I'm going to do that. Like, I'm doing that, Jesse, but I'm also trying to figure it out on my own.
Right.
I don't think I have any tech stuff.
Yeah, there's one that's basic tech.
Yeah, it's a 4, Jesse.
Yeah, I mean, if you're starting to hit buttons randomly, then you're gonna...
What do you want? What do you want me to do, Jesse? I start searching for the stuff things, Jesse.
Yeah, but...
11.
Yeah, so, like, the car is making noise, but...
Is a 12 any better?
You would need at least a 13 to start the stealth stuff.
Aku!
Yeah. Turn the camera around, John. I can't see the controls.
Like, I do that thing where, like, I try pressing the reverse camera button, and I just pull the phone like that.
Can I try?
Yeah, give me either a basic tech or a security.
Okay. It's a 20.
20, yeah. So you look at it. You kind of need to, like, rev it up before you activate it kind of thing, and he's just, like, hitting the activate button.
Okay, I'm like, John, you gotta rev up the car and then press the button.
All right. I'm gonna try to position the phone in like a way that like it like stays up so Aku can walk. Yeah, look at me. Yeah, no. Actually, I'm gonna put it in the seat next to me. Aku, we're in this together.
Okay. I'm also driving.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna look up like through the windshield. Are they like closing in on me?
Yeah, they're sorry. It looks like they're gonna try to land next to you.
Are they saying anything?
No, they haven't said anything.
All right, I'm gonna let them like land next to me.
Okay, yeah, they land, the doors fly open, and there's guys with guns pointed at you.
I pedal to the floor, dude. Like immediately.
Give me a drive check.
Alright, cool. 10.
So bad.
You hit it, you kind of fishtail a bit, and so now they're starting to shoot at you.
God damn it.
I hang up on John.
Aku, we're gonna get through this. I'm so glad you're with me. I'd be so scared of what for you.
You see Doc's FaceTiming you? Yeah!
Aku, what?
So one of them hits and it's damaging your car, but it seems like it's at least lightly armored, so you think that you're probably good for at least for right now.
Alright, I'm gonna try to activate the stealth.
Alright, so you rev it up, and then all of a sudden. It doesn't seem like anything's happened from the inside, but from the outside, it goes completely invisible.
Oh, that's sick. Okay, I'm like, oh god, did it fucking work? Shit! And then I lean out the window and look at down at the car. Shit!
They look confused and they see your head and they start aiming.
I'm like, shit! Shit! And I keep going.
Okay.
I pull my head back in. I roll up the window. Fuck, 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 fuck!
I'm on my third time calling you.
I press answer, and you say, fuck, shit, damn, goddamn, invisible fuck car!
Did you want a milkshake? Because I was going to order right now.
Chocolate!
Cool. Do you want fries or anything?
Burger, too!
All right, I'm going to drop you the pin, and then I hang up.
And then I just text you guys, y'all want anything?
I send in the french fry emoji.
Wesley sends in, like, steak and lobster, and I'm like... It's norms.
You never set foot in a norms.
Sorry, Jesse, am I alive?
Yeah.
God, I hope so.
Give me a drive check.
13.
So you're driving, and it looks as though so they seem confused, and they go back into it, and they start floating up, and so the searchlight is looking around, and it seems like they have a general idea of where you're at. Because you keep, since you're doing bad, you're kind of like... Screeching so it'll leave like marks. Yeah, so
god damn it.
So they're still on your tail.
Okay.
The person we're working for, what's her name again? Pluto?
Yeah, First Lieutenant Pluto.
I messaged First Lieutenant Pluto and asked if she wants anything from Norms.
He's like, no, I don't care for Norms.
What about the guys?
I mean, look, if you get some burgers, then we'll...
Yeah, I'll grab some burgers and fries for everybody. Can you send someone to pick me up?
I mean... yeah, aren't you supposed to be coming to us, though?
Oh, I caused the distraction so everyone else could... They'll meet with you there. I just need a ride. Or do you want me to lift?
You guys, you could take a taxi.
Oh, okay. Will you cover the fee?
No.
All right. I'll get the burgers anyways. So I get everyone's stuff. It's a bunch of burgers, and I get a taxi back to where we met.
You get a text as you're getting back in the taxi. As you're getting in the taxi with the burgers, uh-huh. You get texts. Westroom bacon cheese, but like spelled horribly.
Westroom James.
Yeah, I asked the guy if he'll drive through Carl's Jr. too. Like, would you mind driving through Carl's Jr. as well?
Hey, you're paying.
Yeah, I'll get you something.
Oh, okay.
How much money if I use Jesse?
I can say it's 30 eddies.
Okay, cool. That's not bad.
Jesse, I'm gonna try to lose him in an alley.
Okay. Well, give me a drive check.
Did that hurt?
Nine.
Yeah, no, they still seem to... You kind of hit, like, a bag of trash, so it's like, explodes in front of you, so they're like, he's right there.
And it covers my car in trash, like...
Yeah, there's it's only liquid trash. A can of paint was in there.
And then... Okay, yeah, so you see the car kind of has, like, a little warning that started to overheat.
Is there anything I can do as to help that?
Turn off the stealth.
That's not Preem, dude.
It's not Nova. Not
yeah, I'm going to floor it in reverse and turn off the invisibility, Jesse, the stealth.
All right.
Can you get a +2 because that's dope as shit, flooring it in reverse?
All right, yeah, I'll give you a +2.
That is cool as shit.
Thanks. 15.
Okay, yeah, so you're able to peel out pretty easily.
Thanks, God. And then I'm going to wait till it stops being hot, and then I'm going to turn it back on whenever I can.
All right. Yeah, they're on you. They don't seem to...
I'm going to wait to stealth again, Jesse.
All right.
Can I try to dodge whatever they fire at me?
They're not firing anything at you. So it seems like they don't want to destroy this vehicle if possible.
Okay.
No. Okay, so you activated the stealth. Give me a drive check.
Better. 15.
Okay, yeah. So it seems like they don't... The spotlight is moving around, so it looks like they may not know where you are.
I'm going to stop. Once I've gone for it, I'm going to stop as it's searching.
All right, give me... I need a 13. Drive 13.
13?
All right, yeah, so you stop. It looks like the vehicle keeps moving. Yeah, they just keep on... it seems like they keep going forward.
All right. I'm going to wait till they're, pretty far away. Is it going to overheat anytime soon?
It looks like it's gonna overheat soon, but yeah.
I'm gonna.
Since you're not moving, it's kind of relieved that it's not building up too quick.
I'm gonna let it go for a minute, them go for a minute. Keep the stealth on as long as possible, and then try to meet up back with them.
Okay. So they double around. And they see you again. I don't know why I keep rolling really well for their perception checks. I'm sorry. I don't know. The dice just don't want you to escape. This isn't me.
They don't want you to win.
I literally keep rolling 8, 9, and 10s.
I'm going to pull out I'm going to drive. I'm like, God damn it. I'm going to roll down the window, lean out with a grenade, and just chuck it at their rotor.
Give me a cool check. It's going to be a tough one.
7. Yeah, I got a 7.
So, yeah, it comes, blows up. As it's coming down, it blows up. It lightly damages your car a bit more, so now you're in a bit of trouble now.
They fucking park, and when they land, throw a grenade at them, take off.
I'm going to do it, Jess. I'm going to do exactly that, Jess. I'm going to pull over, wait for them to come down, toss a grenade, and then run, keep going.
Give me a cool check to see if this...
9.
I'm sorry, buddy. And you throw it over.
Jesse, has my cab made it back yet?
I just want a milkshake.
And you're almost there.
Fuck, I want to ask them if they have any ways that I can help support in the air. My friend's gonna die.
All right, so some soldiers pop out of this thing pointing guns at you, yelling at you to turn off the car.
Yeah, take off. I throw the grenade, but take off.
Okay, give me a drive check.
Oh my God.
11.
I'm gonna start shooting at you. So they light. So one of they are missing, but one of them lights up your car, and so it's slowing down. It seems like this car doesn't have much juice in it.
I'm gonna push it as hard as I fucking can. Then
give me a drive check.
With the stuff on.
Okay.
Fuck. Dude, is my cab back yet?
Yeah, your cab's here.
Oh my goodness.
I get out and carry all the food, and I'm like, hey, do you guys have anything for air support?
I mean, yeah, you'll have. If you want some, you'll have to pay for it, though.
How much?
Well, do you want us to just sell you it, or do you want us to do it.
Will you guys blow up a helicopter?
Yeah, we have no problem building.
Okay, cool. How much?
2,000 eddies.
Here you go.
It's like 2,000 eddies. I just transfer them 2,000 eddies.
All right. Where do you want us?
I tell you to send me your pin.
Yeah.
Drop a pin.
So Jesse, I rolled a 10. So how am I doing so right now? What state
you're,
am I in?
You're moving, but not very. They're starting to run and they're catching up.
All right. I'm gonna drift the car, and grab my phone, drift the car, and just like tuck and roll out, and then just start fucking running, and like buttoning, like rolling up my sleeves, like taking off like my shit, just like, God damn it!
Okay, give me a reflex check, I guess.
What do you want, Jesse? What do you mean, I guess, dude? Oh, that's better. At 14.
Okay, so yeah, you're running away.
This was a mission objective. We failed.
No, we didn't. The air support's on its way.
No, but the car's done for.
No, they can fix it. Drop the pin.
Yeah, I dropped the pin. Like, as I'm running, like, I say, Alexa, drop the pin.
Dropping the pin.
All right, it's going to take 4 turns for them to get to you.
Protect the car at all costs.
I was running.
I send a text with the fire emoji, like a cup of milk emoji, and the fire emoji.
Damn it!
So what did you get on your reflex check?
14.
God.
They're lighting you up, and it's not good.
Jesse!
Jesus.
Oh no, roll 2d6s,
oh,
my guy.
Jesse!
I'm sorry, it's what the dice have decided!
8?
You have a broken leg. You have a -4 to move.
Where are you guys? Someone loop back!
Oh my god!
Yeah.
He dropped the pin in the chat!
God damn it!
He dropped the pin, I'll go around it. And I'll.
Okay.
Jesse, I'm gonna go around.
I can get out of this.
I'm gonna go around and I'm gonna go try to scoop
roll
John.
Another 2d6s.
Jesse, you can do this!
4.
He's rolling doves every time.
You have a collapse lung.
Dude,
it's a fucking omen, dude. I'm gonna piss myself.
I'm going around. I'm gonna go scoop up John.
Dude, can I send my trauma team too?
Shit.
We get a paper trauma team.
I paid for trauma team.
Remember when I was like, trauma teams are bitches?
Yeah, you can call trauma team.
I'll send you a pin.
Hold on a second, because I still have to do damage.
Fuck. Son of a bitch.
He's down on the floor.
Okay, I can figure this out. Oh, God damn it.
46 damage.
I pull up.
Can I reduce that? But oh, wait. -2 DRM. What does that do?
-2 DRM. Your armor.
Yeah.
So that reduces the damage by 2.
I'm at 1 health.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, what do you want from me, Jesse?
A broken leg and a collapsed lung.
I pull up John's face down on the floor.
All right.
So I'm going to dive behind a car.
All right. It's going to take 5 turns for trauma team to show up.
All right.
No.
Well, we have 3 more turns until the air support gets there.
Yeah, and right, I'm
so
on my way.
Jesse, should we roll initiative? Because now I got to fight. Like, what do you want from me?
Can I pay to expedite them?
I mean, sure.
500?
Christ.
Thanks, guys.
No, it's gonna be 1,000 to expedite.
I spent 2,000 to get air support.
How much are we making on this mission?
Oh wait, how much is your armor? Your armor is damage reduction.
13 SP penalty -2 DRM.
Yeah, so it's -13.
Oh, okay. So.
But now it's reduced by your armor's reduced by 1. And so you have another -2 to your move because of the collapse lung.
Oh my
and
god.
Your base death save penalty has been increased by 1.
Oh my
so
god.
So if you die, you...
Okay,
be good.
I'll spend a K.
If I die, it's not going to be good. Jesse?
Yeah.
I spent a K to expedite.
Yeah, so now it'll be there in 3 turns.
Thanks, guys.
All right, yeah, let's roll some initiative then.
I mean, we don't have to roll. I don't have to roll.
Well, I was going to go on my way, though.
Give me your drive check, see if you can...
Because you were close-ish to him.
I got a 15 drive check.
Okay, roll d6, and that's how many turns it will take to get to him.
6.
Can she spend cool points to reduce it?
You have any luck points left?
I do.
How many you got left?
It's fine, dude. Don't worry about it.
No,
I'll
spend the rest of them to make it 2.
Get there in 2 turns.
So Jesse, real quick. Initiative is reflex, right? Plus a d10?
Yeah, plus a d10, yeah.
I got an 18. I use my Sin Devastan.
Okay, you go before all of them. So, yeah.
Okay, Jesse, I'd like to do two things. I'd like to throw an incendiary between me and them to, like, you know, like, just slow them down.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I would like to, I want to shoot the window of this car, and how fast could I hijack this thing? Like, you know, get it running.
It's going to be a basic tech skill to try to hotwire it.
Dude, just run.
I can't. I have minus two move.
Oh, fuck. No, you have minus six.
You have minus six. You have a broken leg and collapsed lung.
So I have zero move. I can't move.
You have a minimum of one.
No!
So you still
my
have,
boy!
So you have one move.
I'm going to throw the grenade, dive into the car, hope that... Is there one that looks armored a little bit?
It's not going to be likely, my guy. There's one that's that doesn't look super shitty.
Can I text the guy with the gorilla arms? Be like, hey baby, I need a little help. Like, can you drop by this pin and like grab someone for me? I'll pay you back for it.
Okay. He's like, anything, of course. Leslie, I could be there in four turns.
Okay.
I message and I'm like, how much did his wife like you?
Everyone likes me.
Tell her to call off the cops.
Okay.
Oh, these aren't cops.
The
baby are not cops.
No, I know, but they're under his control, right?
Yeah.
Tell her to get them called off.
Yeah, I'll call her up.
Okay, well, is it better to keep behind cover or dive into this car and hope that I can
get it? Keep behind cover and bid your time, bro.
Two turns, I'll be there.
Will they get to me in two turns, Jesse?
Aku will get to you in two turns.
No.
The people coming to kill him.
Yeah, that's what I thought,
Jesse.
Well,
no, just keep suppressing fire. They can't get to you if you're firing.
Yeah, no, I guess I'll just try to keep cover and just, like, I'm going to start firing back suppressive fire, because that's a thing, Jesse.
Yeah, I know.
Like, goddamn it. I can barely breathe.
All right, so you threw this grenade, and then what else are you doing? You're just...
suppressive firing back to slow their movement.
All right.
Or stop them from moving entirely.
All right. Yeah, so that'll take 10 bullets, I believe.
All right.
You could do it for 3 rounds, I think.
Oh, that's good.
What even is it to shoot, dude? Auto fire. It's auto fire in this case, right, Jesse?
Yeah, I think so.
24.
Damn.
Yeah, so they're suppressed. So they all jump into cover. All
right. I call Wesley. I also call Wesley.
Okay. I'm like, hey, bud.
My eye, there's blood over my eye. My leg's gone. There's a hole in my chest. I'm like, Wesley, son, you can't let her do this to you.
What do you mean?
Not goddamn worth it. You just can't.
But she loves me.
Oh, Wesley.
I'm hanging up now. And he hangs up.
If you... Fuck!
All right, so now's these guys' turn. They run to cover. So, one's gonna suppress fire back. No, he's done too good. Yeah, give me a concentration, but it's not gonna be very high. He didn't do good.
14?
You're good. The other two are gonna ready in action for if you pop your head up, they're gonna shoot you.
Alright.
Oh, actually, you know what? They're just gonna shoot the car. Fuck it. I'm gonna auto fire the car.
Can I call off that guy that I was
setting
over? Because he's gonna get there later than my trauma team, anyways.
Okay, yeah, they're shooting up your car, and it doesn't look like it's going to take another round of this. I'm going to be real with you.
God damn it.
It's holding for now, but it at best going to hold off one more turn.
Okay. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
I'm going to toss a grenade and then jump to the next car. Like.
All right, give me a reflex check because like you're hurting pretty bad.
What, 12? What is this even for, Jesse?
to get across to the other.
Oh, wait, I have to cross the street to do that?
No, but there is a gap.
The next.
So,
and you add your last luck point for a 13.
Yeah, would a 13 do it?
Yeah.
That's my last luck point.
Okay, yeah. So you jump over to the next one and you threw another grenade, you said?
Yep.
Well, did they see him jump over since he threw the grenade?
Well, let's see how well this grenade goes off.
I have a grenade launcher, Jesse. Will that help?
Oh, yeah. So just shoot
that.
Yeah, shoot it. You need a 50. You only need a 15.
I get it. 23.
Yeah, so they were also behind, like, some wrecked car, and so it destroys the cover, and then it damaged them quite a bit. So, but they're still standing.
All right.
But did they see him jump over?
Oh, no, since he got, a good hit on him.
Thank God.
All right, yeah, they're going to shoot at the car. So, yeah, so they just destroy this car. This car is torn apart.
I'm like watching him like, those bullets could have gone in me just now.
And so you hear them, you hear him say, move up. And so on the next turn, they're going to start moving up.
So there's one more turn until the air support gets there.
Oh, but Aku just showed up now.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. Also, I walk over to Pluto. I'm like, yeah, is it like a freezer or something I could put this milkshake in?
Yeah, we have like a canteen.
Awesome. I'm going to write your name on it. I'm going to put it in the freezer. And then I text you the milk, ice cubes, and a thumbs up.
I text, like, I take a second text back in angel emoji.
All right, Aku.
All right, so what do I have to do to find out where John is?
You have to do a perception check, first of all, to see him.
Okay.
I give you a +2 because you're kind of on the side, so you
okay,
have
okay,
a good...
Okay.
And also getting shot near.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be like, that's...
Thank God.
Oh. 24!
All right, yeah, so you know exactly where he is. So
I'm going, and I'm going to go, and we're doing a little scoop drive-by. All
right. Jump up the front?
Yeah. I'm going to...
I drive by, open up the door, and I'm like, oh...
God damn it! I just jump it like I'm diving.
You look
like,
so bad.
You have to give me a drive check to see how this goes.
God damn it.
A 10.
How many luck points you got?
None, because I used them to get to John.
Shit.
Okay.
It's okay. Next round, air support's there.
So you kind of crash into the car he's taking cover behind, so you stopped in front of him. But your car is kind of a little damaged. It's not very much damage.
Okay.
So you can crawl in.
Should we wait for trauma team?
I don't know if you have time. They still have 2 more turns, my guy.
2 more turns?
Yeah, they got 4 turns.
I thought it was 3.
Oh, no, they got 3. That's right.
Yeah,
that's
so that's why I'm like,
you're going to come at the end of next turn.
Yeah, I spent 10K.
Them and air support get there at the same time.
Yeah.
We could get out of this good, guys. We could take the AV and Panther and kill these fuckers if
that's
we wait
what I'm
turn,
thinking.
Dude.
That's what I'm thinking.
Dude, Aku, you're here to back me up now. We got this shit.
Okay,
dude.
All right.
So just so you know, trauma team only works defensively. So if the other guys don't shoot at them, they won't shoot back.
That's okay. I mean, right. like all things considered, I'm okay with that. I look down at the hole in my chest, you know, over under. What do you guys think? What should we do here?
I would say.
Tanlin.
I spent a K on this fucking thing for you, dude.
I also spent a K on air support.
we'll hang out.
We're going to get out of here. I'm going to get us out of here. I get in the car, roll down the window, lean out, and start firing back aggressively.
All right. Give me that aggressive fire.
Does a 16 help? Does it do anything?
Actually, 2 of them do, but 1 of them is still standing. Okay, now it's that. So I'm just going to have... The other 2 are going to spend their turns getting to cover, but the other one's going to start shooting at you guys. Yeah, so he's going to light up the car.
Okay.
Okay, so your car is still up, but it's pretty... So yeah, your car's disabled.
Great. Okay.
It's not starting.
Word.
You do have the jury rig skill, though.
I was going to say, since I am a tech, is there a way for me to, like...
Yeah, you can jury rig it. I believe it's... You can have it run for a half an hour.
Okay.
Then it breaks down.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
All right. Well, then now after he shoots, trauma team's going to show up.
And air support.
And air support. Yeah. So
I just sent you guys a thumbs up with a helicopter emoji.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Shit.
Okay. All right. So all of a sudden the AV just explodes. And when you look over, there's like a trail of smoke where they had a rocket launcher and they just blew that shit up.
Oh, wait, hold on a sec, because I think the only
cover those 2 could have taken was the AV.
okay,
so they're
okay,
dead.
Okay.
They're dead. Those 2 are dead.
Does this one guy give up?
Yeah, then trauma team's going to show up and they're going to point guns at him. So, yeah, I think he's just going to... Let me see his wore out. Yeah, he surrenders. He's just going to put his hands up. Trauma team's going to scoop you up.
Ugh. Broken leg of the Panther. Fuck. And then I probably pass out. I'm like, I'm done.
Oh, yeah. So you actually have a biomonitor, so they're able to treat you better.
Oh, thank God.
So, yeah, you don't need to tell them. They can just look at your biomonitor.
Can I try to go get the Panther?
Yeah, well, you can only jury rig 1 of the 2, so...
The Panther.
It'll be the Panther, because we have to get that one.
Yeah, so you can jury rig it. You got a half an hour.
Okay, yeah. It's long enough to get me to where I gotta go. It's long enough to get me where I gotta go.
Give me a drive of... 13. If you get it, then you make it in time.
I send John a request for a K. For getting that
The last thing I do is text in the group chat a death skull emoji, X.
Exactly 13.
And then an angel.
Exactly 13. All right. You right when you pull in.
I'm just sitting there. I'm like, fuck. Made it.
I come to the window and bring Aku like a...
My really cold french fries.
Yeah, cold french fries. And then a Coke with melted ice.
Oh, how much did you originally... Did you get the silver or the...
I did the $500.
The 500? Okay, so yeah, you have to pay medical bills, and I'll get that to you.
And you owe me a K.
I see that you sent for
or
the
you
K.
Or you don't owe me a K.
No, I'm paying you the $1,000, Tanlin.
I see that you sent for the K, and I send you a request for a K, and I'm like, just with the air support tag.
You sent me a request for a K?
Yeah.
I send it back to you.
Screenshots and sends it back.
Mission successful, y'all.
Woo!
Fuck you guys, boo.
We saved you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we did.
I have a broken leg and a collapsed lung.
Dude, I can fix that.
All right, well, I think that's going to be it for today.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, this has been Five Gems in a Trench Coat.
Thanks for listening.
If you like what we're doing here, you can go follow us at Five Gems Official on Blue Sky and Twitter/X, or at Five Gems in a Trench Coat on everything else. If you like what we do here, you can also follow where most of us, we also work on 5e content and supplementary content at Advanced Armory, at ADAVANS, Advanced Armory. Tanlin?
Hi, I do a lot of the art for this Preem podcast and Advanced Armory. Gremlin Frog Art on both Instagram and Twitter. 2 G's in there. Yeah.
Real. Also, we have a Ko-Fi. If you really like what we're doing, outside of just sharing, liking, commenting, all of that, you can donate a little bit, you know, help us get some energy beverages, whatever we really need at the moment.
I'm starting a GoFundMe for John's medical bills. if you guys want to donate, it's going to be tens of thousands of dollars, so that'd be really cool.
Yeah, we're also starting a GoFundMe for Jesse's medical bills, because how dare he put us through that? Why would he roll so many
Yeah,
because
we're going to beat the shit out of him now.
We're going to beat up Jesse right now when we
Yeah.
Roll that!
While searching for him, I literally just rolled 8, 9s, and 10s the entire time.
God damn it.
The fact that they doubled back is what got me. Because I was like, we did it. They doubled back. I was like, no! John! I thought my diversion was going to be enough.
Nah, dude.
It wasn't.
I framed Baba Yaga. All right, that's it, right?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
It. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello! Thank you for listening to Five Jams in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on our social medias at Five Jams in a Trench Coat on Instagram and TikTok, and at Five Jams Official on Twitter. You can also join our Discord, and you can find out how to join all of these accounts on our website at FiveJamsInATrenchCoat.com. If you like the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on Ko-Fi at Ko-Fi.com/FiveJamsInATrenchCoat. Grandmas love us, and thanks, and catch you later in the next episode.